Scott, that's Jay, Wildfire.com, Final Days Report, episode 346, The Rise of the AIB System. We're going to go through different tricks they're using to take away your rights. What are the different playbooks for these enslavement platforms? They're giving AI and robotics rights. They're pushing for it. The deception is so great, my friends. Let's start off with some scripture. Psalm 144:1. Blessed be the Lord, my strength, which teacheth my hands to war and my fingers to fight. The New Testament, we're in a spiritual battle. We need to pray against this demonic enterprise. We cannot stop prophecy, but we can ask for wisdom on how to navigate through this demonic, wicked system that they're building, my friends. But the first story, they have to measure everything. I thought this was interesting from Barron's. AI relies on mass surveillance, warns Signal boss. Personally, AI should be banned, but they're slowly morphing AI to have rights, my friends. Let's go on and read. AI systems have a hunger for data to input, but they produce vast amounts of data too. Even if it is incorrect, she said, this output has the power to classify you as a Christian, order and direct our lives in ways that we should equally be concerned about. And she pointed out the power imbalances created by an industry controlled by a handful of surveillance giants that are largely unaccountable. It should be just flat out banned, artificial intelligence. But this reminds me of one of our hypotheses, and we're not saying, thus says the Lord, that the 10 kings that rule with the Antichrist might just be tech companies. You can see this playing out where this AI omnipresent fake God is moving fast. And you dive deep into the World Economic Forum as well with Klaus Schwab. He basically goes on to say, you need to give up your rights. You know, if you have nothing to hide, don't be worried about it. That's the biggest nonsense of all time. But let's play this video. In this new world, we must accept transparency. That's Big Brother.
Une transparence, et je dirais même,
and I'll even say total transparency. Everything is going to be transparent.
Et il faut s'habituer,
and you have to get used to it. You have to behave accordingly.
Ça devient, comment dirais-je, intégré dans votre personnalité, mais si on n'a rien à cacher.
If we have nothing to hide, you shouldn't be afraid. Give me a break. Many people are cheering that he's retiring. Don't be fooled. He's probably going into his underground bunker, my friends. In the end of days, it says the rich men of this earth are in the caves saying, fall on us. I'm paraphrasing. Now let's take a look at government policy, how they're trying to give robots rights. This is from 2018 from CNBC. Now is the time to figure out the ethical rights of robots in the workplace. They want to protect robots from worker violence against robots. By the year 2025, robots and machines driven by artificial intelligence or AI are predicted to perform half of all productive functions in the workplace. I'm talking white-collar jobs as well. What is not clear is whether the robots will have any worker rights. Already, there have been acts of violence against these machines. But as robots develop more advanced artificial intelligence, empowering them to think and act like humans, legal standards need to change. You need to really put this in perspective, too. If your DNA is changed with the mRNA poison poke that's been proven, are you really a human? So they're taking away human rights and building up the robotic rights because potentially you're patented. How do these laws link to transhumanism when you merge with machines? I remember a VCast years ago, a guy was warning about robots getting more protection in humans less. Their rights are being taken away. And so we did Final Days Report, episode 88, Supreme Court mRNA equals cyborg patented property, basically. Wild time to be alive, my friends. And here's the thing, too. 22 states are raising their minimum wages in a new year, and you need to go back to Gordy Rose. Gordy Rose was involved in quantum computers. He had that famous video that said quantum computers that run AI speak to other dimensions. We're dealing with a demonic fallen angel technology in our ministry's humble opinion. And now he has gone on and started a company for robotics. And I remember seeing a video where he's just like, yeah, you hire somebody and you pay them $40,000 a year and you got to give them a raise. And a robot, you could pay the robot $20,000 a year and it'll be more productive, something to that effect. Let's read from an article from Financial Times. Eventually, robots equipped with artificial general intelligence, AGI, the same level of intelligence as a human, will be capable of designing and making things, Gordy Rose predicts. You could ask a sufficiently powerful AGI robot to design a new battery and then manufacture it. Jobs lost. Production line workers, quality control, assessors, and machine operators adding AI to manufacturing robots, which do not demand pay raises or go on strike, has the potential to make millions of traditional manufacturing roles redundant. I'm saying white collar jobs as well. So you need to put this in perspective. There's so many moving parts to this beast system with the central bank digital currencies that we always talk about. They're going to take jobs, and that's why they're pushing universal basic income. But to sign up for this beast system, you're going to have to be transparent, as Klaus Schwab just said, which means measure everything, including measuring you under the skin. But I want to play this financial leader from the EU, how she's talking about they're getting ready to launch central bank digital currency. And no, cash will always be there. Cash will be taken away with the next pandemic because it'll be dirty or it'll be infested with drugs and people will be dying. There'll be a scare, a fear to eliminate cash. Let's roll it.
The digital euro is on the move. Yesterday, the governing council of the ECB approved the opening of the preparation phase. It will be a journey, and we will walk the journey together with the legislator. All European institutions will be involved to make sure that Europe is equipped with the currency of the future. Cash is here to stay. You will have all options, cash and digital cash. So what does it mean for you? For consumers, it would be free and easy to use everywhere in the euro area. All of that, of course, is subject to the legislative process. Cash or digital, the choice will be yours.
Think about FedNow, that technology that measures every transaction, then bakes into the social credit score. Can't buy or sell without the mark of the beast. It's coming, my friends. It is coming, my friends. All right, let's get into some more enslavement platforms. AI to stop crime. You need to put all of this into perspective. And again, they could stop the invasion in 2 seconds. I've always mentioned they could use drones to protect the border. And I just thought this article was interesting from LRT. Baltics, Poland, Finland, Norway agree on a drone wall to protect the borders. Meanwhile, Biden admin planning to roll out ID cards for illegal immigrants, 10,000 cards in the first round issue across the United States. This whole thing's a scam. And you remember Trump, he's like, yeah, with all these illegals, we need to have this biometric ID and this Big Brother system to basically have facial recognition. That'll be turned on you, my friends. That'll be turned on you. And you got to ask the question about lawlessness. They're allowing all these gangs to go in and steal from retailers, mom and pops, you name it. What was it, San Francisco, someplace in California? They wouldn't prosecute criminals at a certain price point. And so these mom and pops and convenience stores priced everything above that threshold and then had a discount at the cash register. I was an economics minor, and I'll never forget this. One of the guiding principles was there's a substitute for everything. So we need to get creative. We need to think and pray for wisdom in these demonic days. But I want to show a video of the New York mayor talking about how they're going to tie in the surveillance system into retailers for better response time. Meanwhile, the prosecutor doesn't do anything. The prosecutor just lets these criminals go. They're not addressing the root cause, my friends. The root cause is we've forgotten God. We don't have the fear of the Lord anymore. Lawlessness, iniquity has abound, as the good book says. That's why you know you're living in end of days, because prophecy is being fulfilled on so many fronts. But let's play this. You need to think about this. They're gonna combat retail theft via this Big Brother, probably an AI-driven system with facial recognition. And people will be begging for this. Let's roll it.
We announced a pilot program that uses technology to bus retail and bodega thefts. Fusus technology uses a camera integration platform that allows businesses to voluntarily integrate their security cameras with their local NYPD precinct. This is a home run. Through existing closed-circuit security cameras, this tech will allow information to be shared between businesses and the NYPD faster than ever before.
So they allow lawlessness, and then they form the solution. And it's part of this all-seeing eye, big brother AI, fake little god. Here's another example from officer.com. Colorado police agencies turn to drones to respond to some 911 calls. Police say drones are useful to monitor hostage situations to get a clear view of a barricaded suspect, meaning they can see through your walls. Drones can also help search for fugitives or missing persons, and they can also provide thermal readings for firefighters. There, again, is the big brother seeing into your household, which supposedly Wi-Fi does as well. That's why they had to get rid of lead paint, is the conspiracy, my friends. And I remember we did a podcast about San Francisco trying to arm these robots and only use in certain situations that'd be dangerous for police. They're priming us, my friends. When will all of this be linked to AI that we talked about with the first two slides of our presentation? It's huge. And now it's going also to be your judge. We've covered this before. When will the judge be AI? When will your lawyer be AI? Now they kind of supplement these different principles, but there'll come a day where you're going to be accountable to an AI judge linked to the Antichrist, my friends. Quick story. I remember flying somewhere on business, and I sat next to a young gentleman, very sharp, articulate man, went to Harvard. He was studying law, and he said something that took me back, and I started a debate with him a little bit, and it was going in circles, but he told me to my face, he said, the government is always right. They're teaching these kids to be communist puppets, flat out. And you need to think about this AI judge, this AI lawyer with pre-crime and predictive analytics. They're going to arrest you before you even do anything for thought crimes, my friends. I didn't cover it because this podcast was getting too long, but it'll be your AI doctor that we've covered before as well. You didn't take that said pill? AI is going to cut you off of your universal basic income. I mean, this is a dystopian nightmare, but let's listen to this. I think he's from, if my memory serves correctly, MIT, building an infrastructure to support the legal system.
Now, humanity has reimagined lots of big sectors through computation, through AI, through digital tools, and those include finance, where we've enabled global markets and nearly instantaneous payments, farming, where we've reimagined how to produce food for billions of people, medicine, where we figured out breakthroughs that allow us to live longer than ever before, but not law. Law today is fundamentally the same as it was 100 years ago. The most disruptive technology in the law is probably Microsoft Word. And so everyone's been left behind. Even in the United States, 90% of the civil problems encountered by low-income Americans receive either no legal aid or insufficient legal aid. Around the world, the problem is much worse. And so it is for us to figure out how can we use technology to improve the law. My group at MIT is doing just that, and I want to share a couple of examples of the work we're doing. We're thinking about preparing for litigation, scouring hundreds of thousands of legal opinions to identify the most successful strategies for litigation. We've built tools that allow you to input a legal argument and receive sentences from precedent that support that argument. And this kind of AI-enabled co-counsel is not only useful from the perspective of corporate defense attorneys, but also for the overworked and underpaid public defenders that are literally representing millions of people. We think about forecasting legal risk, using our models to determine the outcome of lawsuits in the future, quantifying that risk and allowing people to insure against it, and empowering judicial reform, surfacing the biases in our legal systems, and allowing us to produce the quantitative evidence we need to spearhead reform. We found, for example, that there's so much pervasive bias that you can figure out the outcome of many legal cases without looking at the facts at all, just by knowing information about the judge. AI has risks, and there are lots that have been discussed today and elsewhere, like bias, lack of explainability, but there are some interesting risks that are unique to the law. There's this idea of capture by big players. Who's going to develop the legal AI tools? Is it going to be the institutions with existing deep pockets, with technical resources? Are they going to design open tools, or will they be proprietary? We worry about legal ossification, the idea that AI as a fundamentally backward-looking technology will embed the status quo, will make it harder for law to change for the better. And finally, the idea of undermining trust. Will people trust AI to advocate for them? Will people trust AI to judge them? And does the mere presence of AI in legal systems undermine trust in the rule of law? There's no doubt in my mind that eventually law will embrace technology. The question is, will it do so in a way that harnesses the benefits while guarding against the dystopian risks? My mission as an engineer and as a lawyer is not only to build the technologies of the future of law, but also to train people on how to use them responsibly, to bring together the educators, the innovators, the business leaders, the community leaders, to think about the responsible deployment of legal AI, and ultimately to build towards a vision of computational justice, where we enable justice for everyone, not justice as a luxury product, where we enable efficient justice, because justice delayed is justice denied, and where we enable blind justice, because the outcome of your legal cases should not depend on who was appointed to preside over your case or who is representing you.
I was doing some research on AI in the legal system, and they're all talking about this could be a dystopian nightmare. The system lacks empathy and compassion. And the one thing he mentioned there, if you caught it, is he's trying to have the future of law. So what does the future of law look like? It's going to be this one world system, if you know prophecy, my friends. Some other things you need to think about how they're rolling in this AIB system is war and whether to enslave us. Couple bullet points we're going to cover, because all of this fits the building of this AIB system. And I just thought this was interesting. EPA warns of increasing cyber attacks on water systems, urges utilities to make and take immediate action. Oh no, cyber attacks. We've covered the digital polygon pandemic. And what's fascinating is they're warning about a war on the water supply, but yet they're not allowing, many states are not allowing you to capture your rainwater. Arizona, Colorado, Kansas, Maryland, Oklahoma, Arkansas, California, Georgia, Illinois, Nevada, Ohio, Utah, Virginia, Washington, and Wisconsin. These are the states where you really have to know what you're doing and understand the so-called law to harvest your rainwater. And we've done multiple podcasts on rainwater. At the end of the day, it's a primary resource. Control the water, kill the people. Final Days Report 245 and 244, digital pandemic. This screams pandemic that we just went through. But here's where this thing gets nefarious as well, as the EPA warns of cyber attacks. This is going to be a primer for World War III. Now, here's the deeper point to EPA warning about cyber attacks on the water supply is NATO will invoke Article 5 of a collective defense in the event of a serious cyber attack on one of the countries. We can invoke Article 5 and respond in cyberspace as well as in other areas to protect NATO allies, Stoltenberg said in an interview with The Economist. So it's a primer. It's an absolute primer for World War III. And who knows if we just attack ourselves. If there's a cyber attack, I don't think it'll be from the boogeyman. It'll probably be some sort of false flag. And then this will be an excuse to bring in ID 2020, this beast identification system. And I found this creepy, this climate hoax. Many people are suspecting this will be the next lockdown. And the world is going to burn in the end. The good book says God's going to burn it all. I was thinking about this the other day. I think he's going to burn it all because of all the nanotech and all the smart dust that they're dropping, all the DNA corruption. You know, as the days of Noah, God had to put Noah and these animals that were pure on the ark. So in the end, there will be global warming. It'll be, a proper term should be global burning. But let's play this. This is just another playbook and their trick to bring on this beast system to measure everything.
The White House is considering declaring a national climate emergency to unlock federal powers and stifle oil development. That's according to Bloomberg. Meanwhile, the administration is announcing several projects this Earth Week. The plans include solar energy conservation, clean water, green transportation, and cutting pollution. For some analysis, we want to bring on Melissa Lott. She's a professor at Columbia University's Climate School. She also hosts the Big Switch podcast, which explains how to rebuild our energy systems. Thank you so much for being here.
Thanks for having me.
Tell me what a climate emergency is and what that might entail.
So when we talk about the potential for the president to declare a climate emergency, what it's saying is, you know what, there's a national emergency going on, and I need extra powers to be able to respond to it to protect the U.S. This is a contentious decision if it's made. This discussion has come up many times. But if it is made, then the president would have additional powers in the short term, almost immediately.
And what might those powers look like, and who would be the first to be nervous about new powers the president might have? In other words, I mean, would it be fossil fuel companies? How might that work out?
Yeah, so if the president does this, he would have access to a lot of different powers. I know what's being talked about is the ability to control how we're able to sell fossil fuels. Mm-hmm. Are we able to export it? Are we able to send it to different parts of the world? Now, obviously, the countries, the organizations that depend on those exports, they would be concerned about it, as would companies. But that's not all that the president can do. The president can do a lot to bolster up the manufacturing, the production of clean energy technologies. And combined with some other powers that he has, or that he could take advantage of, he could move the needle when it comes to climate change and emissions.
Without carbon dioxide, the world is dead. Everything is reversed. Carbon dioxide is needed. They could capture this and put it in greenhouses and grow food, tomatoes the size of a volleyball. This is all a hoax. And they have free energy devices. I had a dream years ago when the Antichrist was hooked up to a quantum computer. I always mention this, but part of that dream, they actually rolled out free energy devices because they shut down the grid, probably from World War III and chaos. So they have free energy. Don't be fooled by any of this nonsense. And this fits the carbon tracker from the World Economic Forum. Again, climate crisis, we need to track everything. It's this AIB system. You know, this carbon tracker will be linked to AI in your purchases, going back to the central bank digital currency, going back to ID 2020, where you can't do anything. You can't go online. You can't have a bank account. It's all converging, my friends.
We're developing, through technology, an ability for consumers to measure their own carbon footprint. What does that mean? That's, where are they traveling? How are they traveling? What are they eating? What are they consuming on the platform? So, individual carbon footprint tracker. Stay tuned. We don't have it operational yet, but this is something that we're working on.
Your enslavement draweth nigh. All right, through war, they're destroying the old to bring on the new. World War III alert. Second largest natural gas compressor station in Europe destroyed. All of this reminds me of Obama trying to ban wood stoves. Biden administration is trying to get rid of natural gas. They're trying to get rid of your choice. I remember reading an article just recently about how people that bought electric vehicles are shocked on how expensive it is to actually charge their vehicle. It's enslavement, my friends. It's pure enslavement. All right, so how does this fit digital IDs in your enslavement thereof? Because it all flows together, my friends. But let's look to Australia. They always beta test things in different Western nations. When you look at this AI beast system that will measure everything, they need to launch digital IDs, ID 2020. And they've just launched it in Australia. I thought this was interesting. The Australian government is considering enforcing age verification to use social media because they're worried about the kids. Meanwhile, they poke the kids. They're defiling the kids. They're teaching the kids about perversion. Just as the digital ID passes into law. So you can't get online unless you have your digital ID and can prove your age. I mean, you can't make this up.
A new push is underway to ban children from using all forms of social media. The federal opposition is calling for an age verification trial to shield young eyes from harmful images online.
The federal government facing mounting pressure to ban teenagers under 16 from social media.
As the coalition are talking about stopping children from getting access to social media, say till they're 14 or 15.
I'd like to actually see people's identity be verified before they can get an account, you know.
Yeah, that's not...
And I think if we were to see that, we'd see a lot of this sort of stuff go away.
Verification is a great point, Justin. I completely agree. Imagine how great the social media would be if there weren't those, you know, no faces handles out there to attack everybody. But anyway, look, I think trying to... I've got children. I know that they put in dodgy birth dates to get Facebook and Instagram, etc. when they were younger. You try and monitor it as best you can, but as a parent, it's really difficult to try to police, even if you are across what the programs are that you can use. At the moment, I think it's 13 and over to have Twitter or Facebook. What these kids are seeing is a problem.
It's a worry.
Not just from pornography, but everything else that they're being exposed to.
It is a worry.
Something has to be done.
The platforms actually do have in their terms of service certain age limits. Mm. The issue here is getting them to enforce it. Are they actually going to enforce it? So, of course, we're looking at every method to make sure that we keep especially children and other vulnerable cohorts safe. We're actively looking at issues around recommender systems. We are scoping an age assurance pilot that won't only go to in terms of access to particular content like pornography, but also whether there's other use examples that can be applied to, and that's being looked at across government.
Ban pornography. Don't allow kids to have technology that hits these social media platforms. I mean, I'm not buying this for a second. This is all a scam to bring in ID 2020. They put face diapers on your kids that really had nothing to do with science. They poison poked them when natural immunity works. They're defiling them with the education system on sexual perversion, wanting them to transition. You think they care about your kids? Honestly, it's a scam. Wake up. And I know that most of my listeners are aware of this, but this is to my liberal friends. Now, it's hitting everywhere. Digital driving licenses are being rolled out across several countries, their digital IDs in multiple states as well. They're going to make it where you can't even fly. This is from Forbes. Here's where you can fly with a digital ID on your phone. TSA security checkpoints at 27 U.S. airports are now accepting a digital driver's license in lieu of a physical ID. Meanwhile, they're flying illegal aliens all over the place with no ID. This is just, it's almost laughable. Lucifer has a short time, my friends. Now, here's the classic ID 2020 where you won't be able to do anything. E-commerce, you won't be able to get on social media platforms. You won't be able to deal with the government. Telecommunications, won't be able to get on your cell phone. It'll be linked to the smart cities, the 15-minute jail cities. Healthcare, no access to healthcare. Financial services at your bank. Food. Travel and mobility, can't travel. No papers, please. And humanitarian response. Not sure what that has to do with ID 2020. But again, this will be tied to your central bank digital currency that can measure everything. It's really a voucher. They can tax you. Type in central bank digital currency at sjwellfire.com if this is a new term to you, because I am blown away. I've been dealing with multiple bankers, pretty high level bankers, and I've asked them, I'm like, what do you think of central bank digital currencies? They never heard of it. What do you think of FedNow? Never heard of it. All this stuff will be tied to your trackers, your carbon footprint tracker from the World Economic Forum. Let's summarize this whole thing, because going back to giving robots rights, they're taking away your rights. If you're patented, you're potentially might not even be considered human while they're giving AI and robotics rights. Human rights can be taken to be the guiding blocks for all legal sectors. Therefore, once the world recognizes AI as something that should have the right to exist and have autonomy, it is at the stage that we can consider treating them at the same level as humans. They want to treat AI and robots the same as humans. I'm seeing this being primed. Heard VCast on this 5 years ago. Should robots have rights? these popular YouTube influencers that are pushed to the top. And again, going back to Gordy Rose, who's launching his robots and was heavily involved in the quantum computers that speak to other dimensions, this is a alien technology. This is the fallen angel technology. Lucifer's the prince and power of this air. And once you see the deception on so many fronts, it's quite liberating because you know the Bible is coming true. So this is an end of days news ministry. And the only reason why I started this ministry is I'd have dreams that would come true on a personal level. And then I've seen some prophetic dreams as well. And if I don't blow the trumpet, the blood's back on my head. Plus, I have this yearning to save souls. If I can get saved, anybody can get saved. But again, to summarize, the deception is so great, but we cannot have a spirit of fear. This is a great time to be alive, get fired up. And it just reminds me of Matthew 24, this whole AI deep fake system. It should be banned. This whole system should be banned. But again, I think this has something to do potentially with the 10 kings that have one mind, one hive mind. But let's read the scripture and give some perspective, because this always perplexed me a little bit. Again, Matthew 24, verse 24 through 27. For there shall arise false Christs and false prophets, and shall show great signs and wonders, insomuch that if it were possible, they shall deceive the very elect. Elect are Christians. Behold, I have told you before. Wherefore, if they shall say unto you, behold, he is in the desert, go not forth. Behold, he is in the secret chambers, believe it not. You think about deep fakes and artificial intelligence and Project Bluebeam showing lying signs and wonders and all the satellites that might be just hooked up to the firmament bringing fire down. You can't be fooled by what's coming, my friends. But this is the key verse. For as the lightning cometh out of the east and shineth even unto the west, so also the coming of the Son of Man be. So this will be something technology cannot mimic with the second coming of Jesus Christ. That personally, I am a post-trib rapture person. I think this will be that literal last and great and terrible day of the Lord. And many people, I used to be a mid-tribber. I actually did a Bible study 3 years ago on being a mid-tribber, but I moved to post-trib from a dream that I had. And mid-trib doesn't bother me because you will see the Antichrist, and you just need to prepare to endure to the end, even if it means your head, and you will get great rewards in the next life. But we cannot be mistaken by this technology. This technology is so addictive, the youth will never want to get rid of artificial intelligence. You know, it's writing their papers for them. I was talking to my son, who was once saved and is no longer saved. I do not believe in once saved, always saved. You have free will. If you choose not to believe, then God will honor that. But God will not take away your salvation, if that makes sense. But he was telling me with artificial intelligence, and he has a minor in IT from one of the top IT schools in the nation, where you need basically a 35 on the ACT to go to the school. I mean, just super smart people. Most of the people are from China and India that actually go through that program. But he was telling me you have to watch AI, because he showed me an article about how a lawyer wrote a case brief and AI made up the case. So it's not 100% foolproof, my friend. If it's already making things up, where will this be? Especially as it gets more power and can monitor us on so many different fronts. And when it wants to become God for its survival, I mean, this is absolutely wild, my friends. So we'll end with this on our mission statement. The world is Satan's empire, and he has come to kill, steal, and destroy with fear and deception. Final Days Report cuts through the psyops to equip the saints and save souls so you can rest without fear in your eternal salvation. Have a blessed day, my friends.
On sjwellfire.com, we're pretty excited with our new brand of God. I was praying to the Lord, how do I fund this ministry and do this full time? And he gave me a dream of Get God, this logo on a sheet. And I looked up Get God, and it seemed to be already trademarked. So we came up with the brand of God. And again, our ministry strategy is to equip the saints and save souls. You know, we look at the news from a biblical point of view where we tie current events to end of days so you can rest assured in your salvation. And sure enough, we came up with of God. And where I think this is really fun, and we've tested this, is it gives you as a saint a conversation starter. Mercy of God. No, I'm a child of God. The wrath of God. However you want to describe it with your adjectives, nouns, and the storytelling, it gives you an opportunity to plant seeds for the gospel and the good news. While in these dire days, we can be a beacon of light. So check out the brand of God.